fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off in Japan, where the Rugby World Cup quarterfinals will be played on Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, England will play Australia, and Ireland is matched against two-time defending champion New Zealand. And on Sunday, Wales will face France, and Japan will host the two-time world champion Springboks of South Africa at Tokyo Stadium. Now, the Springboks beat the Brave Blossoms of Japan 41-7 in a warm-up match last month. Mzwandile Stick is an assistant coach on the Springboks. Coach, what kind of game do you expect on Sunday?
A very high-tempo game, and we know the plan is to keep the ball in play for like close to 50 minutes, so that means it's going to be a big challenge and tough challenge for us. But yeah, we are trying to adjust to make sure that we keep up with them. So we will come up with a good plan to make sure that, I think we've been also working very hard on training sessions to make sure that we'll be able to keep up with that tempo. And also I have to compliment them and say they're a very skillful side, and you can see they are a well-coached side at the moment. To see their plans coming into place against Scotland, that means also on a day we must also pitch up and make sure that we are switched on and make sure that we don't underestimate anything on the field, you know, because of once again, if you're going to underestimate them, they have proper side at the moment. We don't talk about a tier two side anymore now. They are up there seventh in the world currently. So they are a very, very proper side. We can't underestimate them. We're going to make sure that we are well prepared and make sure that whatever surprises they're going to throw to us on a day, we'll be able to handle them. And once again, it's going to be a tough challenge for us.
Coach, as you prepare for that tough Japanese challenge on Sunday, do your Asian opponents remind you of any other teams at the Rugby World Cup?
To me, when I'm watching them, they remind me of Argentina. That is one side where when they've got more time and ball in hand, they can be dangerous on a day. So we're going to have to make sure that on a day with our defense systems, we're going to make sure that we're at our best because they are really, really very skillful and also with quick players. And once again, Jamie Joseph mentioned that he's got about those two wings. He compares them to the Ferrari cars, you know. So we're going to have to be at our best for a day and not allow those Ferraris to go to fifth gear or sixth gear.
All right. Slow down those Ferraris, Coach. That's Mzwandile Stick, an assistant coach with South Africa's national rugby team, the Springboks, and he spoke in Tokyo, Japan. For more on Sunday's Japan-South Africa Rugby World Cup quarterfinal, Iron Mike Mbonye called Cape Town, where he reached the head coach of Nigeria's national men's rugby team, Bronson Weir.
It's going to be an interesting matchup for next week on the 20th, and I do believe that's going to be a very tough opponent to beat because of the crowd supporting Japan. The whole nation will be behind them, and currently they're playing on very high emotions. So it's going to be a very tough competitor to beat that is also used to the conditions in Japan. As you know, it's been very slippery, humid, has made it uncomfortable for the players. And they have adapted fairly well because it's their home ground, basically, to call it that. So it's going to be a very tough one for South Africa to win.
How much of a home field advantage will Japan have playing in Tokyo on October 20?
It's going to be a very tough one to beat. The country is behind Japan at the moment, and they're playing good rugby. It's going to be, as you could see, I'm not sure if you watch the match. Every time they just have the ball or a decision goes their way, the crowd has been shouting all the time. So they can really feel that support, you know. It's almost like a 16th man on the field. So it's going to be very tough. It's going to be very tough for the Springboks.
Some of the coaches and players have talked about the humidity and slippery conditions in Japan. From a coaching standpoint, how does that affect a rugby match?
Well, in a massive way. Say you're used to playing a running game, or there's certain things that you want to, you know, do on the pitch. Those sort of things to come into consideration, because the ball, handling the ball is not that easy. But saying that, at the same time, Japan played so well, they hardly kicked the ball away. They were handling the ball so well because they are used to those conditions. And South Africa plays more a more direct match, direct way, and also kicking the ball often. So they're not really into handling the ball as long as possible. They don't use to playing the phase game. So I don't think that will hamper South Africa's game plan that much, to be honest with you, because they like to kick the ball and try and pressure on the kick. So, but as I mentioned, Japan is used to those conditions. But it's a coach killer when a lot of players make a lot of mistakes. Also saying that if Japan is going to make a lot of mistakes on the day and they have to scrum a lot, South Africa's scrum is quite good. And that is where I saw Japan is struggling. Japan is struggling in the set piece. So they're struggling with their scrums and their lineouts. So that will be a good up in South Africa's point of view.
That's Bronson Weir, the head coach of Nigeria's national men's rugby team. And Coach Weir spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Cape Town, South Africa.
Sporting greetings. This is Bronson Weir, the head coach of the Nigerian national men's rugby team. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And if our Voice of America listeners check out my Facebook page on this Tuesday, they'll see a photo of smiling American star Simone Biles celebrating with her 5 gold medals at the recent Gymnastics World Championships in Stuttgart, Germany. The photo was taken by Reuters photographer Wolfgang Ratte. The 22-year-old Biles now has won a record 25 medals in her amazing gymnastics career at the World Championships, breaking down that total, 19 gold, 3 silver, and 3 bronze. That's the most by any gymnast, male or female, in history. Sir Joshua Zenit, writing at my Facebook page from Port Harcourt, Nigeria, says, and I quote, "I think Simone Biles is also goldsmithing her status as history's greatest gymnast." Magnus Chisholm Onwuadiwe, the humble apostle of the Sunny Side of Sports, checks in again from Owerri in Imo State, Nigeria. Magnus writes, 25 medals. Wow, that's an exceptional record by the magical Simone Biles. Aloche Akwori, no address given, writes, "Biles is such a darling and the best of the best. Congratulations, Simone. More grease to your gymnastics elbows." Thank Lord Brada God, a.k.a. the King of Somani, writes from Juba, the capital of South Sudan. Thank Lord says, "What a wonderful achievement. I like it. Thanks for writing, thank Lord." And Okpala Ekene Ezra, no address given, says simply, "Amazing feat by an amazing girl." And speaking of amazing feats, as VOA's Gwen Uten detailed on Monday's show, Kenyan athletes turned in some record-breaking, amazing feats over the weekend in the marathon in Vienna and Chicago, respectively. Olympic champion Eliud Kipchoge became the first person in history to run under 2 hours in the marathon, clocking 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 40 seconds in Vienna. And Bridget Koske set a new women's record at the Chicago Marathon here in the United States with a time of 2 hours, 14 minutes, and 4 seconds. Vincent Maloba, the beat cop of the Sunny Side of Sports in Nairobi, Kenya, writes, "Congratulations to Eliud Kipchoge and Bridget Koske for their great victories." And Vincent continues, "There was jubilation in Kenya after the marathon records," writes Vincent, "and the whole country was excited." I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you Wednesday night at 18:30 UTC GMT with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Some not-so-sunny soccer news. The president of Bulgaria's Football Association has resigned following a Euro 2020 qualifier against England, which was marred by several incidents of racism. Joining us with more details is VOA's Gwen Uten. Hi, Gwen.
Hey, Sonny. Borislav Mikhailov's resignation came at the urging of Bulgaria's prime minister, along with a threat from the Bulgarian government to pull all support of the national team until Mikhailov stepped down. This is the latest in the fallout from Monday night's qualifier, where England players were subjected to racial abuse from Bulgarian fans, an incident English FA chairman Greg Clark calls the worst example of football he's ever seen.
What a disappointing night. I mean, it's probably one of the most appalling nights I've seen in football. I heard examples of appalling racist chanting. I was looking at a group of people clad in all black, about 50 of them, who were making what looked like political fascist gestures. I couldn't be sure. It was 100 metres away, but it looked appalling. I was told by the officials at halftime that they'd all been thrown out because they were one of the main groups causing all the problems. And when you're down on the halfway line, staying in touch and trying to make sure the players are okay, it was difficult to pick out individual examples. And UEFA, who I've spoken to throughout the game at halftime and at the end of the game, will be carrying out a thorough investigation, not just what the refs saw and what the officials around him saw, but also live footage, witness statements to make sure that this appalling scene of terrible racism is treated appropriately. But they need to establish the facts, and then they need to deal with it.
UEFA's three-step racism protocol was put to the test Monday night. In the first step, the referee stops the match and warns spectators to immediately stop the racist behavior. If the abuse continues, the second step involves suspension of play, with both teams sent to the dressing room and another crowd warning issued. The final step is to abandon the match. Greg Clark said he discussed the three-step protocol with England manager Gareth Southgate and England captain Harry Kane before the match.
I spoke with Gareth and Harry before the game when we were still in the Czech Republic. and we discussed how we'd handle it. I stood up, sat up in the stands, and as soon as the interval was called by the referee, I went down. And I talked to Gareth at halftime to establish the facts. He said, the players heard monkey chanting, reported at the ref came over, stopped the game, announcement. Then it happened again. The ref said to Gareth, would you want to go off? And Gareth said, no, we're 4 minutes out. Let's get the halftime. Let me talk to the players. He talked to the players at halftime, and they got together and said, no, we want to play. We want to finish. We want to win the game. We don't want the racists to win.
Well, England went on to trounce Bulgaria 6-0. And after the match, Gareth Southgate talked about the impact of his team's decision to return to the pitch in the second half.
When I've talked to the players at the end, I think they still feel that they've been able to make a statement. But they also, naturally, because of they want to be recognised for their football, they were playing so well that they didn't want to leave the pitch at that moment as well. I'm sure that would have been part of their thinking. So I'm incredibly proud of all of the players and all of the staff. I don't think, of course, we could be criticised for not going far enough, but I think we've made a huge statement, and frankly, we were in an impossible situation to get it right to the satisfaction of everybody.
Southgate also said racial abuse is an all too common occurrence in the sport.
Sadly, my players, because of their experiences in our own country, are hardened to racism. And I don't know what that says about our society, but that's the reality. So that actually saddens me that when I speak to them about it, they are absolutely hardened to it. So they actually are in the dressing room smiling because they've played so well. They also know they've made a statement, and they want the focus to be on the football. We all recognise there's been an opportunity tonight to raise awareness of this issue. I think that has happened.
In response to Monday's match, UEFA President Alexander Seferin issued a statement where he defended the governing body's approach to tackling racism and stressed UEFA's commitment to, quote, do everything it can to eliminate this disease from football. The statement concludes, the football family needs to work with governments and NGOs to wage war on the racists and to marginalize their abhorrent views to the fringes of society. Football associations themselves cannot solve this problem. Governments, too, need to do more in this area. Only by working together in the name of decency and honor will we make progress. We here on the Sunny Side of Sports will keep you updated as the news develops. Sunny, back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
What's going on, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi coming to you from the Voice of America studios here in Washington, D.C. Join us each week on Upfront as we discuss a range of topics. The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
Eliminate the mentality that girls cannot do what boys can do.
You basically need to go to school. There's just no way you're going to get all the skills that people want from you or they expect from you if you're not at school.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
And to AU, African Youth, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Thanks for being upfront with us, Jackson. That's Jackson Mvunganyi, my VOA colleague. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Our VOA headquarters here in Southwest Washington are located just a short walk from Nationals Park, which is celebrating October baseball right now. Nationals Park is home to the city's Major League Baseball team, the Washington Nationals. The Nationals are only one victory away from advancing to the World Series for the first time in franchise history. The Nationals will host the St. Louis Cardinals later Tuesday night in Game 4 of the National League Championship Series. Washington scored a big victory over St. Louis on Monday night, as we hear now from the AP's Craig Heist.
Steven Strasburg allowed one unearned run over seven innings and struck out 12 to earn the win as the Nationals beat the Cardinals 8-1 to take a commanding 3-0 lead in their NLCS. Howie Kendrick had three doubles and three RBI, while Ryan Zimmerman went 2-for-4 with two RBI.
Those are big hits, obviously, two out RBIs. You know, obviously the pitcher's grinding to try and get that last out, and if you can get pitchers to get outs there, it's a huge boost. And obviously, if your offense can drive them in, it kind of keeps everything going.
Kendrick's two-run double highlighted a four-run third against Cardinals starter and loser Zach Flaherty.
I just play the game. You know, I try not to think about, you know, what kind of hits I get. If I'm getting hits, it's always a good thing. You know, and I think as a team, I mean, we always want to just try to, you know, put good swings on the ball, but it feels great.
Adam Eaton and Anthony Rendon each drove in runs, and Victor Robles homered. The Cardinals have scored two runs on 11 hits over three games. Craig Heist, Washington.
Thanks, Craig. Elena Della Don, the 2019 Most Valuable Player in the Women's National Basketball Association, will throw the ceremonial first pitch in Tuesday night's Nationals-Cardinals baseball game here in Washington. Last week, Della Don helped lead the Washington Mystics to their first ever WNBA title. Players and officials on the Washington Nationals say they're very happy for the Mystics, and I know they'd like to enjoy some championship moments themselves. If they can win one more game against the Cardinals, the Nationals will go to the World Series to play the American League winner. Right now, the best of seven American League Championship Series between the New York Yankees and the Houston Astros is tied at one game each. Game three is later Tuesday night at Yankee Stadium in New York. More football news. Portuguese superstar Cristiano Ronaldo reached a career landmark Monday by scoring his 700th career goal in Portugal's Euro 2020 qualifier at Ukraine. The 34-year-old Ronaldo scored on a penalty shot, but it couldn't keep Portugal from losing the match 2-1 in Kiev. Ukraine qualified for Euro 2020 with the victory, its sixth in seven matches in Group B. More on Ronaldo. His 700 goals so far have come from 973 matches, and Ronaldo has scored at least once in 458 of those. According to data from rec.sport.soccer Statistics Foundation, Ronaldo is still more than 100 goals behind the most prolific player of all time, the Czech-Austrian Josef Bican, who had 805 career goals. Next on the list is the Brazilian Romario, who bagged 772 goals, while fellow Brazilian Pelé is third with 767 goals. Finally, in African athletics, three Kenyan women are among the nominees for the 2019 Female World Athlete of the Year. The International Association of Athletics Federation announced the nominees on Tuesday. Let's give some shout-outs for the Kenyan, Beatrice Chepkoech. She won the World 3,000 meters steeplechase title in a championship record of just over 8 minutes and 57 seconds. The other Kenyan nominees are Bridget Koske, who, as I mentioned earlier, set a new women's world record over the weekend at the Chicago Marathon. And the third Kenyan nominee is Helen Obiri, who won a world cross-country title this year. And that wraps up the October 15th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to producer Nadia Taha. Thanks also to VOA engineer Thomas Blondet. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, And that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you the biggest stories of the day. Our global correspondents report the news objectively and comprehensively, keeping you informed about important world events. International Edition provides analysis from the most seasoned experts around the world to put the day's events into context to better understand what's happening and how it may affect you. Listen to International Edition Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 Universal Time on the Voice of America or your local affiliate. You can also listen to the show on demand by visiting the program page at voanews.com or by subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts. VOA's International Edition, your go-to source for accurate, comprehensive, and objective news.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. I've got a wonderful Pan-African playlist of exciting music from 13 different countries. Song of the Week is Ungoni Bwelezera by Lulu from Malawi. Samet Gaida from Diamond FM 93.7 in Tamale, Ghana. He brings us an interview with reggae man Black Rasta.
Black Rasta is a conscious Pan-Africanist, a lecturer, and at the same time a radio presenter.
And my vintage feature is Nyanja xylophone music from 1957. Wow! You can listen while you work, while you drive, or while you do nothing at all but listen. Tune in with me on Music Time in Africa this Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time.
Hello, thank you for listening to Border Crossings with Larry London. This month, Border Crossings is giving away a really cool Voice of America t-shirt. Hooray! If you want to win one of these awesome shirts, all you have to do is make a song request for our show.
I see it, I like it, I want it.
Tune into Border Crossings at 1500 Universal Time every weekday in August for your chance to win.
Hey, sports fans, brighten your day by tuning into the sunny side of sports Monday through Friday at 1630 and 1830 UTC. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Sunny and on Twitter at VOA Sunny Sports. Or check out the blog at blogs.voanews.com/sunny. It's the sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voices, we're talking about the news and issues you're talking about.
Sharing stories of development and growth across Africa, around the world, and in our lives. Topics that inform, empower,
and change the rules.
It's time for Our Voices with me, Heidi Adams Fitzpatrick.
And Hadiza Kiari.
And Ayan Bior.
And Orion Itangi Shaka.
Join us on Facebook at VOA Our Voices.
It's time for Our Voices.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Batty, host of your breakfast show, Daybreak Africa. As always, our newsroom is on top of the news of your interest. We provide you with up-to-the-minute news about Africa as well as world news. Tune in to our show right here on VOA Africa, your trusted source.